Hi everyone, in this week's Parsha, we read Parsha Vayakel, and in it we hear about Bnei Yisrael being asked to bring a truma, these gifts to the Mishkan, and we have the pasuk, after all of the people bring their gifts, it says, V'amalcha atadayam v'hutar. The malcha was finished, and there was more. So it was enough, and there was more. So there's like an obvious contradiction that we have going on here, because was it enough, or was there more? Was there more than enough? And one of my rabbeim from seminary, Vidya Berzon, who's the head of one of the heads of both MMY and Mevaseret, brings two mahalchim, two ways to approach this contradiction of both being dayam and vehutar. So the first one is brought by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which is saying that both of these descriptions are ways that Bnei Yisrael received schar. We received schar for wanting to give, and that was like what we actually brought, which was what with Dayam. We brought enough things for the Mishkan. And then also we received Schar for being Hutar, for wanting to give more even when it wasn't needed. So Hashem was able to give us Schar even though we weren't able to bring any more because there was no more need. Hashem gave us the Schar for the Ratzon. The Sfat Emet, on the other hand, says that there was another approach. So there's another approach to these words, which is that when you're giving, it's very exciting, and you want to give, and you want to contribute, and you want to contribute to the Mishkan. There's a lot of excitement among Bnei Yisrael at the time, but there could have been that could have led to disappointment among Bnei Yisrael when it was Dayam, when there was finished. But nonetheless, they accepted with the same love and with the same enthusiasm this aspect of Hutar, that they could no longer give. They were really passionate about giving, but they were also passionate about and with the same passion, they kind of accepted the need to stop giving and to not be able to give anymore. And even though generally leads to a sense of disappointment, they weren't necessarily disappointed with that reality. They understood that in itself was also Ratzon Hashem. And while giving at some point was Ratzon Hashem, this too was Ratzon Hashem. And there's just this general greater halachic principle of ratzo v'shov, where we're running towards something, that's the ratzo, and then v'shov, sometimes we need to pull back and we can no longer do. And we kind of have these competing values where we want to give, and then we also need to take back. But nonetheless, if we're dedicating both towards Shem Hashem, then the Shov is not any better or worse than the Ratzo. And there's two more points that this reminds me of on this idea. One is the Gemara Pesachim on Chaf Bet, where we have the story of Nechemiah Amsuni, who was Dorish all the etim, all the words time that it said et in the Torah. Like every word is so important that even each et was able to have a full drasha that's relating to it. And he was able to do for every single et until he got to this et all the way in Devarim that said et Hashem Elokecha Tira. And then it says, the Gemara says, Pirash, he stopped. And his students said to him, Rebbe, what's going to happen with all of the etim that you already were Dorish? Like, they were great drashot. What are we going to do with them? And he responds, Kishem shegabalti schar al adrisha, kachani mekabel schar al aprisha. Just like I received reward for doing, for being Dorish, I will also receive reward for being poorish, for stopping to do. And this is a very powerful message. We're saying sometimes for ourselves, we feel like we want to do, we want to be ratzo, we want to contribute to the Mishkan, but we also are going to receive schar for being poorish, for knowing when to not do and when to stop. And that's the lesson that Nechemiah Amsuni teaches to us in Pesachim, even though Rabbi Akiva does later go on to find a drasha for et Hashem kecha tirah, we still have the lesson of that he teaches us from that, and also reminiscent of one of Rav Soloveitchik's most famous essays called Catharsis, where he describes the difference between heroism as portrayed by modern society versus this concept that he defines as halachic heroism, where generally, heroes that are portrayed by society is someone who goes out and he does and he achieves grandiose things and he dares to do the impossible, while in halacha, we don't only reward someone who, goes out and does, but someone who doesn't do, who refrains from doing. And halacha sometimes asks of us to remove ourselves from situations or to refrain from doing things when the time is not right based on certain circumstances. And this is the same principle, kind of like all these ideas are coming together to teach us that, halacha tayzayam v'hutar. Sometimes our job is to contribute to the Mishkan. Sometimes our job is to realize v'hutar, that the work is done, and to receive it with the same passion that Bnei Yisrael did at the time. And when this drasha was given a year ago, the original drasha from my Rav, this was Vayakel last year. You can imagine our feelings then. We were not able to go to shul, and there was a lot of stopping to do. And Kal v'chomer now, I guess, I don't know, it's a good Kal v'chomer, but Kal v'chomer now, we're already kind of going through a year of this where we kind of had a lot of stops and a lot of no's, and some people still aren't able to be in shul and aren't able to do necessarily what they want to do or would ideally be able to do now. We're having a lot of show of kind of moments, and we learn to take a page out of the book of Bnei Yisrael during this week's Parsha, where we're able to see the enthusiasm that they were able to accept the vehutar mentality of and recognizing, just as Chamiyam Tuni, Kishem Sheh Nikabel Bezar Hashem, Schar Al HaDrisha, we'll also be able to accept Schar Al HaPrisha. So I hope everyone was able to have a great Shabbos and recognize the moments to be able to embrace our halachic heroism.